Peasant Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Beer.
Rainier
beer.
Can you tell where we're from?
We're not drinking Rainier beer today, though. We are drinking beer from the 2020 Brewers Advent calendar from Costco.
Whoop, whoop.
So it's...
We are on day four. Not day five, like I thought it was all day.
Right. Nope, day four. And we actually did an advent calendar for the kids today, like we said.
Whoop, whoop. Go us. Parenting win. 4 days late.
4 days late. But we did realize that we had bought Lego calendars for all the kids and chocolate calendars for all the kids, except for our oldest son, who only got chocolate because he's too old for Legos, apparently.
We did that on purpose. We even said, I don't think Cody wants Legos. And you said, yeah. And we looked for other stuff, couldn't find it.
And he didn't want Legos. It was fine.
Yeah.
I was trying to make a joke, but thanks for bringing practicality to my joke.
But you didn't like segue into the joke. You were just like, we didn't buy him anything. Like, no, we're not that fucking mean.
Not today.
He's kind of a dick.
Yeah, he's...
Teenagers suck.
Teenagers do suck. It's whatever. But beer.
Wait till he gets older. Anyways.
Wait till he gets older and moves out of the house.
I was going to say older and drink beer. Because we're talking about beer. I don't know.
When he's older, he can join the podcast for these.
Okay.
All right. So... today's day four. Here, I'll grab the beer.
I was just going to say Cameron.
Cameron, he never drank on the show, though. No, he never did. He got his brew, but he never drank on the show. I've listened to all of them. Oh, he never drank on the show.
Very good. We started when he was 15.
No, we started when he was 14. He was 15. My God. We started when he was 15 and 12 days or something like that.
I just like tried to make him blush and
tried to make the most inappropriate things. Go back and listen to our re-up episodes because it's all there. We were so bad, and it was Kaylee's brother, and he was 14 and turned 15. He was producer Cam, and
Oh my God, I have kids that age now. I would never do that. But
I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine.
Like, brothers are different than kids. And you have no excuse. You were old.
Excuse me, you were an adult too.
I know.
You were a mother of three.
Cameron was 7. Oh my God. If Cameron was 14, I'm 7 years older and I would have been 21. Yes, I did have 3 kids.
Yes. That would have put me at 26. Yes. We didn't give him alcohol. He just got his beers.
I was just thinking that we actually didn't ever give him alcohol.
No, because we were good people. We weren't not going to do this. We're not going to support underage drinking because I don't like that. Here, let me grab the beer though. Speaking of drinking, here, hold it. Take this and talk. Okay. Stop picking off your toenail fungus.
It's nail polish off my fingernails. There's no toenail fungus. Thank you very much. it sucks because I have like half paint and half nail polish.
No, you used your boobs to hold the microphone. I can't do that. So here's today's beer.
Once in a while, they come in handy. Boobs and belly.
They come in handy a lot.
I miss like the pregnancy belly where you could just like hold shit.
Right. When my mom was pregnant with me, she was able to put like her full dinner plate on her belly because it was so big.
Oh my God. I believe that. You're a giant child.
I am a giant child. All right. Today's beer, it is in a silver and blue and black can. It is a... Stop trying to bounce on your belly. Come on. Would you focus?
Fine.
Focus.
Yes. Focus.
It's a Steinbier.
A Stein beer.
Oh, we're not going to like this.
Dark special. Nope. We are not.
All right. Ooh, crack it open. I'll add sound effects for you. Smell it. What's it smell like?
Oh my God, dark.
Let me smell it.
I wish we didn't have wine. It's going to be good. Oh my God. I almost lost my shit. He pretended to pour it on my boobs.
We'll gotta have fun with it. You're pulling them out, might as well.
I was just fixing my bra.
I know.
Thank you.
Taste it. How is it?
No, actually, it's not bad.
It's a something Steinbier Dark Especial.
Especial. No, it's good. I think you'll like it.
Not bad.
Better than I thought it was going to be.
Has an aftertaste. I'm not too fond of, but.
Yeah. we'll hold.
All right, let's read about the beer. Let's read about the beer, and then we'll rate the beer.
Okay.
And we're doing our 418 today. Oh, all right.
God. Why do I have to read every time?
Do you want me to read it?
Yes, I don't want to read it.
Since 1990, like that, or how do I, normal voice, funny voice, what voice? To go, oh boy, since 1997, beer has been brewed in. Do the Mickey Mouse reading of it, of the beer?
No, it's beer, so we should probably act like adults.
Since 1997, beer has been brewed in. No,
stop. I don't even like your face when you do that.
Because I had to make the creepy face when I talk. All right. Since 1997, beer has again been brewed in Zwanitz, a tranquil small town in the middle of Esgeberge. After 75 years of abstinence, the old craft tradition of brewing beer was revived there.
Hold on, pause. I think we should go to all these like breweries and travel to all the local places.
I'm so down with this. Once we're allowed to travel again.
Yeah, woo woo.
So this whoever Kalia, I go ahead and pay for our trip to travel all these breweries, please.
Right.
We'll talk about you a lot. We already promote you on several episodes a year. Yeah. All right, unpause.
Unpause.
All right, Dominic Newman, owner and master brewer of the Zwinitz Brewery, took over the family business from his father in 2011. Excuse me. And since then, has made it his mission to combine the long brewing tradition of his Saxon homeland with the joy of experimentation of a craft brewer. Their Steinbier is an ancient type of beer, which was already brewed in the Middle Ages. Due to its unique style, it has a round and palatable taste with a pithy caramel character, which is created by adding hot stones to the brew.
Oh, interesting.
The sugar from the malt then try again. The sugar from the malt then caramelize.
I think it's tomato, tomato.
All right. Then tomatoize and tomatoize on the hot stones, making their beer quite sweet.
Oh my god, I should have expected that. You're so ridiculous.
You set that one up there. All right. No, pop it. No sleeping.
No, why would you pop me on? I hate you right now.
It's only 11:30. Stop it. All right, ready to rate this beer?
I worked really hard today.
You did. We'll talk about that in a minute. We gotta rate first.
Okay.
All right, what is zero is I would not drink this even though I'm drunk.
One is you're frustrating.
So one is I'm frustrating.
Yes.
Two is I'll drink it.
Oh my god.
I swear to god we didn't drink that much. We had a glass of wine before this. And then two sips of beer. Oh god. All right, what's three?
I will drink it, but I won't buy it.
Four is I will buy it, but it's not my first choice.
And fuck yeah.
Five is fuck yeah, because you didn't catch where we're at and counting there. So what do you rate this one at?
It's kind of heavy.
She rates it at I'm sleeping. Oh. Should I pop it? Should I pop the yawn? No. Oh, she covered her face. All right.
A three.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like a 1.5 or a two for me.
I thought it was okay.
It's fine. It would never be something I would drink. I'd have to be.
That's why I said a three. I would drink it if I didn't buy it.
Yeah, but I assume a three would be you would drink if you didn't buy it if there's other options. Like for me, it's like a two is like, I'm already drinking. It's there. I'll drink it. Whatever. But wow, you are yawning and tired.
I can't stop.
No, I'm yawning. God damn it.
Sorry.
We only had one glass of wine, but we did do stuff. So that's all right. You said three. I said two. We'll compromise at 2.5.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. All right. Moving on. So today was busy.
I worked all day, 8 hours.
Totally. And then we drove to my mom's house to pick up because on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, if you know anything about me, you know I love technology and I have these NAS units from Synology that I put hard drives in and do fun stuff with. And I just bought a second one to fill with hard drives and they did a sale on 14 terabyte hard drives. So I bought four of them, but I could only buy one per email address. So I had my sister buy two of them and she was so lovely that she had them sent to her house and now my house. So I had to drive an hour to turn out to pick them up.
Yep.
Sums it up. Yep. So we went out there and got that. Saw my mom, which was nice, you know, masks on.
And we always like show up randomly and we don't get to see them very often, but we've seen them like three times this last month.
It's been kind of nice though. I kind of like it.
Like just showing up and I mean, they're literally 5-minute trips like to see her. So it's an hour and a half. We stop by, we talk for a minute, say hi, and then we leave. And so it's not a long time, but it is nice just saying hi.
Right. We just haven't had reasons to go down in the last month or so. But now we're going to quarantine so we can go see her for Christmas, which is nice.
Yeah.
And actually be inside and not have, you know, not have to worry about a bunch of bullshit. But we went there and picked those up, talked to my mom and Kim for a little bit, and went to Target. And Target was like, there was a lot of people at Target.
There was a fuck ton of people at Target. Like, for being kids out, so many people.
Yeah, we had to park out in the back, and we went to Target because we're getting, hopefully the kids will listen to this, but probably don't.
They most definitely do not.
I don't know. Tegan found it on her iPod.
Did she?
She did. Well, she found Spoiler Country, so she'll fight for this one too.
Did she ask to listen to it?
She did.
What did you say?
She can listen to Spoiler Country. It's fine. Anymore, it's interviews with people. But so we're riding a bike for our kids for Christmas and some other stuff, and Target and kids have something better ideas. We went there, but long drive, and somebody decided they were in shopping mode in Target, and I was like, I'm ready to go, but it's okay.
Don't get to go to a good Target very often. Target has bomb ass stuff.
And the Target close to us isn't very good, but anyways, we came home, and then
We are between two Targets, a ghetto ass motherfucking Target, and then a really awesome Target. And we never think of the awesome Target. We always think of the ghetto Target.
Where's the awesome Target?
In Issaquah.
We should go to that Target instead.
It's like fucking huge. It's so awesome.
But Issaquah is great, but it's...
And actually, all the stuff that we bought online came from Issaquah.
Oh. Well, you know, like... It's... Closer. What's that? Okay. Or closer?
Yeah.
Oh. Issaquah's...
Okay, like 5 seconds.
Issaquah is great, but it's like getting in and out of Issaquah, because there's only one, like, there's two ways in pretty much, but it's like one road in to Issaquah.
From where we're at, yeah. And it's a bitch.
Yeah, it's back to us. Anyways, well, we're moving. We're moving.
Oh, our bed. My God, I fucking hate this bed.
We bought a new beds and adjustables, and it likes to be super sensitive and move all the time. We bought a, because as you know, we're doing all these remodels in the house that you'll find out about later next month when we talk about, I actually put those episodes out. We bought a table saw. And I got just, I thought it'd be super simple to put together.
Excited to use it. Oh, yeah. No, I knew, like, you were like, oh, I got to put it together. And I was like, oh, okay, we're not doing anything.
Right. Well, like, I thought, I was like, takes time. Yeah, it took me like almost 2 hours to put it together.
Yeah.
It didn't help that I put one of the pieces on backwards halfway through.
We always have to like, oh, nope, we put it on wrong. Take it undone. Do it. Oh, nope. We had it right. Nope. Do it. Nope. That is wrong.
I only messed up
like three times.
I only messed up once. All right. But all
right, I'm proud of you.
I got it put together.
We didn't do it together.
Right. If you were there, you would have messed up once. I would have messed up once. Right?
No, yeah. I'm saying I'm just as bad. I'm always like, fuck it. It's fine. Right.
And then we would have fought about who messed up more. And fought playfully, not like actually fist fighting, because you know she'd win. But we got together. I'm super excited to use it though, because I've always wanted. We have a table saw, but it's like it's like 30-40 years old. Or is it 40? It's like 30 years old, and it's missing the guard piece on it, which makes it hard to use. And it's fine. It's a nice one. I'll probably sell it and get some money out of it. But this one's nice because it folds up and you put it away, and it has all the nice accessories that it attached to, and it has the sawdust blowhole, so it catches the sawdust and blows it into a thing. The
blowhole.
So you can put it in a bag and stuff and not have sawdust go everywhere, which is cool. Now, the next thing we got to buy is a nice, good chop saw. So she's yawning. Is she talking right now? Well, she's yawning again.
And a miter saw and a something saw.
A miter saw is a chop saw.
No, it's not. A miter saw goes left or right. Chop saw only goes up and down.
But usually when you say chop saw, you mean that kind.
Yeah, but I have been...
All right, fine. A miter saw. I don't want a chop saw. I want a miter saw. Okay? But same thing. And it's exciting. We have lots of projects we're going to be doing. And we...
Love tools. I'm so excited that we have all the tools that we need. We could sand the table down or restain it. We already have stuff for that project.
Yeah, we have so many projects. Projects are fun.
I love it. I love working on the house.
Me too. We got new lighting to put in and so much fun stuff. We're handy. Although we do bring people in for stuff we don't know, because I don't want to burn the house down.
Mostly electrical.
And plumbing.
Can like fucking ruin the house. We're like, nope, hire somebody.
Yeah, I'm not worried too much about like damaging sheetrock, because we can always replace sheetrock and shit. But like, if it has to do with like electrical or plumbing or HVAC, I'm like, no, I'm bringing somebody in, because I don't want to fuck this up.
Yep.
But I think that wraps us up for a beer episode. I'm not going to finish that beer.
I'm not going to finish that beer.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired. We did a lot today. We did a lot every day.
Well,
And another yawn. Damn it, now I'm yawning.
I can't even stop. But we were in the car for 3-ish hours, probably closer to 4 hours. We went shopping, and then we came home and worked on the house for 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you put the table saw together, and I did all the tape removal and, you know, getting everything prepped. And then we just fucking go, which I love.
It wears on you a while.
But I'm hoping all the kids ate dinner.
They did.
Okay, good.
I'm not sure what they ate, but they ate something.
I'm
although Jake's probably going to tell us here in a minute, oh, I didn't have dinner, and it's midnight. Right. I'll have to talk to him. Like, the kid's almost 15 right. years old and stuff.
Yawning. So, all right. Good night, guys.
Trying to wrap this up. So
stay safe.
Stay safe. What's your...
Peace out, bitches.
There you go. Peace out, bitches.
Stay safe. And healthy.
And healthy. And wear a condom. Just all the time. Just wear it all the time for protection.
And a mask.
And a mask, yeah. And a condom under your mask. Don't do that.
Hey, everyone. Don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.